LaDonna Mask is the principal at Kendon Elementary in the Lansing School District, and she's one of 19 educators from across the country selected for the PBS Digital Innovator All-Star Program. She's a 2020 PBS Digital Innovator All-Star, and she was supported and recommended by WKAR. Mask's career in education has spanned 40-plus years within the Lansing School District. She's a graduate from Michigan State University with a degree in special education and certification in elementary education. She's devoted her life's work to empowering students to realize their greatest potential and ability to achieve. The PBS Digital Innovator All-Star Program brings together a community of pre-K 12th grade educators who are innovators and leaders both in and outside of the classroom. Each of the Digital Innovator All-Stars was selected from a cohort of educators who are doing extraordinary work in their local communities, supporting student learning by integrating media and digital technology in their teaching environments, inspiring students to use these tools in responsible, effective, and empowering ways. LaDonna, congratulations. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So what's involved with the PBS Digital Innovator All-Star Program? What will your role be? What will you do?
Well, I think I probably will be continuing the work that we started with the Kindergarten PlayPad project. It won't be on a whole district scale, but I also think I'll be working with helping to make sure that our urban students have access to technology and that we're able to use that to help and support their learning.
And you did play a vital role with the PBS Kids Playtime Pad research project that WKAR is just about to complete. The project was a three-year collaborative research and engagement project that brought together WKAR, the College of Communication Arts and Sciences, College of Education, Lansing School District, and PBS to distribute more than 3,600 playtime pads to all Lansing kindergartners since 2017. So what's your role with the PBS Kids Playtime Pad research?
I was involved in that project from the very beginning, from the idea that the dean of the College of Communication Arts was meeting with the district administration, and they were really looking at ways that we could help to help the digital divide that we see in urban environments. And that project did provide playtime pads to all of our kindergarten students for the 3 years. At the end of the year, those students were able to take that technology home, and they were able to use that on their home Wi-Fi. Interestingly enough, as just a sidebar, right now, that's really coming in great because I've really reminding parents of our first and second graders, if they still have those play pads around, they can use those on the internet to do a variety of other things. So it just opened up that technology world and helped our students really have that technology in their hands, but also really realize what it could do for their learning.
Well, and how has the program evolved, LaDonna? Has it been successful, and how so?
I think it was very successful in a variety of ways, probably not so successful in some. Really, I think it was really about them doing research to really see how the students were using it. I think teachers really evolved in their use of it. It started out where they were primarily just using it and giving it to students for free time. But then we had numerous teachers that began to really use it for instruction. And that's where you really see what the growth is. I know that this particular year, they really focused on the parent piece of it and what was the parent engagement with the students and the play pads and how it was used at home when it was sent home. So I'm probably pretty sure that they'll be doing some follow-up this fall or whenever we come face-to-face again with some of those parents.
And LaDonna, you know, as you started to mention, technology is more intertwined with education than ever before, partly due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the schools being closed. But what are the challenges and the opportunities ahead for education as we try to reach a new normal?
You know, I was meeting with my staff just a couple of days ago, and we were talking about the fact that things will never be the same in education, but that how we can really make sure that our students have access, number one, because I think you see that in an urban environment where not everyone has access, but also has the ability to use the tools that they have. My teachers have done a lot of training on their own. They've learned to use Google Classroom. They've learned to use Seesaw, Zoom, some other platforms that they're using with their children. So I think really coming up years, no matter what we do, we're going to see those kinds of things widely used. I've got a couple of teachers that are really gung-ho about doing a blended classroom this year. And that's kind of come up after they've seen what they can do with their students online. So yeah, it's changing the face of education forever.
And what do you see as sort of the proper mix of online and in-person instruction moving forward?
Well, you know, nothing will take the place of a teacher in front of her students. You know, there's a magic that happens there that just can't be replaced. I mean, it's hard to see in a Zoom lesson when somebody just doesn't quite understand, where you get that when you're face-to-face. So I do see a potential for some maybe flipped classrooms, but I don't think we'll ever get to the point where we completely take away that idea of a face-to-face classroom. Now, there have been, you know, online learning systems around for years, and those will continue. But I do think for the majority of the population, and especially for our inner city youth and our urban youth, they need that face-to-face. I mean, we also use that time to gauge for things that have nothing to do with education. You can read a lot in a child's body language when they walk through the door that morning. So I hope we never get beyond that, but we definitely use technology as a support, definitely not to put a child in front of a device, but to really use that to enhance kids' learning. Because I think right now, you know, we've come to that point where kids can get information from anywhere. So we really are challenging them to think. We're challenging them to become innovators themselves. We're challenging them to come up with new ideas and to be able to collaborate. Because I think this is showing us that we'll never again be in a place where everybody will be doing the same thing from the same place. You know, I might be working on a project with someone from Minnesota, from California. So we are going to have to find ways to collaborate. And that's an important thing that we're teaching our youth now, I think.
And LaDonna, you mentioned education has changed forever. Just tell me more about where you see it's, I mean, in a way, how has it changed over your 40 years? I suppose the technology is the big part of it. Where are we going?
You know, that's an interesting question. I remember when I got my first desktop computer. I remember when internet first came up, and I stayed awake that night because I had my little login. Didn't realize it was going to take a half hour for it to log in, or that I couldn't use my telephone while it was happening, or any of those kinds of things, you know. But so it's definitely changed. Though, even my two sons, one's 30 and one's 26, they've never lived without technology in their lives. You know, so I think, just like I said before, it's going to be a part of children's lives and adults' lives, but I think we're also finding out the glitches, that it doesn't replace everything.
It does seem like one of the potential things could be that the kids tend to be so much more tech savvy than the adults these days, and that could be a challenge for some teachers, I suppose.
Yes, it is. But, you know, I think this is really... this COVID-19 has really provided teachers the time, it's provided them the impetus, and it's provided for them the support of each other to try some new things and to get support from one another. And so even our more veteran senior teachers are really willing to step out there and try and have the kids help and support them when they need to, but to really, you know, do things differently than we've ever done them before.
Yeah. So what are you looking forward to now as you assume this role with the PBS as a Digital Innovator All-Star?
Well, I really want to make sure that we bring the information and the opportunities that the PBS system has for learning, both for students and for teachers. I know I've already used that system this summer in letting parents know, hey, you can go here every day for this and do that. So I think a lot of times for our urban districts, and I say urban again because that's where I've devoted my career, but they're not aware of all those things. They turn on the TV and the kids watch the shows, but they don't realize that there's so much more out there and there's so much more that we can use for learning. So I really want to help and support that. And I also want to help and support our teachers in being willing to try new things, being willing to put themselves out there and see what's possible and try a blended classroom or, you know, try some things of having kids working together and collaborating on projects and really supporting that, especially at this young pre-K-3 level. We see a lot of that already in our 7-12 environments, but we don't see as much of it in our young environment. So I really want to help and support that this year.
And LaDonna, you're a graduate of one of the world's most renowned colleges of education. It's been a while, but how did that experience impact you and does it still?
Oh my gosh, I loved my time at Michigan State. You know, I will always be a Spartan, you know, and I think as they say, Spartans will. I love that motto now because it really does embody the mindset that we're given. I work with teachers, we're pre-service teachers, really. We get seniors and juniors and sometimes interns from the Department of Ed. So I see what the training that they're getting now and how wonderful it is and how much it will really help to change the lives of people forever. So I'm proud to be a Spartan for certain.
Well, LaDonna, congratulations again on being named a 2020 PBS Digital Innovator All-Star and all the best as you move forward working on these important issues.
Thank you so much again, and I'm looking forward to the year, definitely.
That's LaDonna Mask. She's the principal at Lansing's Kendon Elementary, and as I said, she's a 2020 PBS Digital Innovator All-Star recommended by WKAR. And thanks for listening. I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.